Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
407 BGS. Happy Wednesday.
Something's tickling you. What is
oh,
it?
Oh, yeah. I was just thinking, you missed it earlier, Tony. It was like a bad bit from a Judd Apatow movie. Rach and I were walking out of Studio G. We just recorded something, and we had just played Sammy Hagar, There's Only One Way to Rock. And Rach goes, there's only one way to rock, or there's more than one way to rock. So I can't get to Andrew fast enough to make fun of her, in front of her. And I'm like, Andrew, get this. We just played Sammy Hagar, It's Only One Way to Rock. And she thinks there's more than one way to rock. And he goes, well, if you think about it, there should be more than one way to rock.
That's what I'm saying.
And I'm just like,
For whatever reason, I was singing, there's only one way to rock. And then I caught myself and I said, is it more than one way? I wasn't trying to antagonize Dave, but he took that personally.
Multiple ways, the methods of rocking.
I'm trying to be more inclusive with my rocking. I didn't presume that there would only be one way to do something.
If at first your rocking doesn't work, try to rock again.
It was so funny. Well, the point of parliamentary procedure.
I don't know the song, so I was just assuming, that... I would think that Sammy wouldn't want to pigeonhole himself, right? So, you know.
Well, I think Sammy's saying my way of rocking is the only way.
Get a few ways to rock.
Yeah.
Sue's like, preach. There's only one way.
You're not going to believe this. On the souls of my children, I have another ruling from the bathroom.
Let's hear it.
Okay.
What?
So, if you listen to the show at all, you know, I have bathroom issues, and for some reason... The bathroom here at Intercom is like the Lion Witch in the Wardrobe or something. It's just like when I go in there, all bets are off. We had the one guy a couple years ago that started the whole thing by peeing next to me with his pants on the ground.
Around his ankles.
Which I don't think we had a single person call and say, oh, yeah, I do that too. So he's kind of unique in that. several other things. And then here's the latest one that happened just yesterday. I'm peeing next to a man. You would know him, but you wouldn't know his name. He's here sometimes. He's not a stranger, but I have no idea who this guy is. And he's to my left. I'm on the right. We're both peeing. I finish first, and I zip up. I go over to wash my hands, and there's a mirror there. And so I look in the mirror, and I see him midstream move from his urinal to mine.
What?
There's only two. Right. He was peeing in the left one, and then as I'm washing my hands, I look over, and he sort of gives a little bit of a look back, and then he just moves over and finishes peeing in my urinal.
He was trying to gaslight you. He was trying to make you think that he'd been there all along.
Is there any explanation for this?
OCD is the only one. Like, and I don't think that's what it is.
Yeah, so
like, that is the only legitimate answer to that question.
The urinals...
That, it doesn't...
It does bear
make
saying,
any sense.
It does bear saying the urinals that we have in the men's room, we have two urinals. We have a lower one and a higher one. And so he would have been at the lower one by necessity because you were at the higher one if you were on the right.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Well, once you start the process...
I've never peed in a urinal, but I don't understand the point of...
There's no difference.
...of stopping midstream and mm-mm. shuffling across the room. What benefit is there?
I have peed in a urinal. And I am as baffled as you are.
That is so weird.
Also, like they said in Dumb and Dumber, stopping's not the easiest thing.
No, it takes a considerable.
Maybe he was showing off. Maybe he has a really easy time stopping.
Very
he was like, Dave Glover's here. I'm going to pull out this party trick.
Yeah.
Maybe.
So what he would be OCD about that,
Tony? Watch me pee in every
Tony.
Toilet in this bathroom.
Like, you have to go to the urinal on the right.
Oh, I see.
I see what you're saying.
You know, but he could have just looked in and seen that the urinal was in use. And
yeah, and that would probably be what, if it was OCD.
Yeah.
No, there's a wrinkle here.
Okay.
He started before me.
He was going when you
was
going.
He was already at.
Wow.
He's an older guy. Now, I don't know his medical condition. He's older than me, but maybe he has trouble peeing. Like, maybe he had been standing there for 8 minutes.
Got to walk it out.
Still didn't explain why he moved to mine.
I can't think
it's
of
mystery,
any.
I guess.
So upsetting.
I can't think of any condition.
Change of scenery.
Including stage fright. That would cause you.
I think your OCD is about as good as any.
To change.
But it wouldn't be the right one.
But if he started it.
Yeah,
the
but
one.
Like, it's like me throwing my keys down the elevator shaft. Like, how weird would it be right now if I just moved over and peed in this guy's shadow?
He had envy of you. He saw how much fun you were having peeing at the right one.
I was celebrating the right
one. Yeah. And so he was like, oh, I got to get to that right one. I can't wait until next time. I can't wait 3 hours and a glass of water. I got to go now.
All right, it was Bill Matthews.
Okay.
Well, it all makes sense now.
Terrible question, but did you flush your urinal?
Yeah.
Okay.
Why?
I was just wondering.
Maybe that's part of it. Maybe he wanted to...
What, cross the streams?
Yeah. He wanted
what?
To pee on your
I don't
pee.
Know.
I don't know.
He wanted to...
You wanted me to say it. You were looking at me like, come on.
He wanted to go on your go.
Coaxing it out of me, Dave.
Yeah. And then Glover made me say that the man wanted to pee on his pee. But he has this, like, a Jedi mind trick. I didn't want to say it, but he looked at me and I had to say it.
You look confused. You look like you wanted me to clarify.
Well, say it, Andrew.
It needed to be clarified. I didn't know that's where you were going either.
Yeah. Even in my depraved mind.
Dave, did he notice that you noticed him, and did he, you know, react when, you know?
No, because he gave a little look over his right shoulder, coquettishly, and I was washing, I was fake washing my hands, and then I just...
Dave, it's a pandemic.
And then I just saw him, just one stride. He didn't walk, he just stepped.
Yeah.
Roop.
Yeah, just a shuffle.
Just a shuffle.
Do you recall if he was going whenever you flushed and walked away?
Man, I wasn't paying attention to the stream.
I didn't know if you could hear it.
But he was already there, you said. When
he was there. Okay. He was in full I'm
peeing
mode.
And he was in the little one?
If that's indeed the little one.
Isn't there a low one?
Probably. I haven't noticed.
I haven't
either.
I don't understand the layout.
You're missing a lot of details.
Is there a low one in there?
Yeah.
Is there one tall and one low, or two talls and a low?
Why were people calling, pray tell?
Guy said that it was a wolfman marking his territory.
Okay.
That could be.
As likely as anything else, honestly. There's two. There's a right one that's higher that Dave was at,
mm-hmm.
and the left one is lower where the mysterious gentleman, the man of mystery was.
Yes.
The dropping of... Okay.
The man of intrigue.
Wait till I tell you who it was.
Real question.
Yeah.
We've talked about just eliminating urinals in general.
Yeah.
In the past. If that was the case... If the bathroom was just stalls with doors that you could lock and a sink, would you still have to have men's and women's rooms, or would they just be?
I mean, there's a lot of places that don't.
Right.
I've been to several unisex bathrooms where it's all stalls and it's men and women.
Oh, I've never been to one of those.
Yeah, there's one
with multiple
at,
people.
Yeah, there's one over by Triumph Grill in that hotel. Yeah,
interesting.
Is there any reason?
I mean, I already don't want grown men hearing me El Duque, so I really don't want...
So socially?
Yeah, socially, yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah, even if you're not going to see anybody's cookies.
Yeah, because everybody can go and shut the door and lock the door.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not...
Yeah.
You're never going to be exposed.
Mm-hmm. I would still find that strange, though, right? Yeah.
Like, oh, you
yes.
would. Maybe he wanted to pee on your pee.
Well, I mean, yeah. It would be strange because it's something that goes against what we are all used to. But if you get past the strangeness, is there any?
Would you have any problem sitting down to pee all the time if urinals were gone?
I wouldn't. I wouldn't sit. I would
just still pee
stand.
In the toilet.
Yeah.
Oh really?
Yeah. You just stand in the stall. Yeah.
Dude, what?
I don't get it. What did I do?
You explained to me that you could still stand up and pee in a toilet.
Well, you said to Tony, when Tony said it, you looked confused, and you were like, oh, really? So I thought, It never occurred to you.
We're just missing it today.
Joking. I'm here to help you,
he
man.
Was just joking.
We're also missing. Last night, I don't even remember why Bill Maher was on my mind. I'd seen someone sent me something that he did, and I realized he's one of those guys like Letterman, who I like and never, ever, ever watch unless someone sends me like a clip of him. But I tend to really like him. And you can't stand him because you think he's a closet conservative.
Yeah, he's a dino. He's a Democrat in name only, not unlike Alan Dershowitz, who is like on Newsmax every day with his own show. Like, these people are not actually Democrats. They just claim to be Democrats to get clout with conservatives, because then conservatives get to hear the conservative things they say and go, wow, and can you believe it? That's a liberal saying this.
But what would Bill Maher's advantage be?
That he's already famous, he's already rich. I mean, he doesn't. There's no real, you know, advantage or disadvantage. I just think he may not even realize that he's a conservative. He may still consider himself an old style Democrat, which old style Democrats are a lot farther right, I think, than newer Democrats are. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I think that.
Do you think you give up your? This is not a trick question. I really want your answer. Do you think you give up your Democratedness or Republicanedness by criticizing the party profusely?
No. And I think it goes beyond that. You're welcome to I criticize Democrats as much as anybody. I don't think they do a good job at all. I'm very interested to see how the next 4 years are going to go, because I just don't. It's like I was saying to Mark Cox a couple months ago about his fear of socialism taking over. Buddy, Democrats are not that effective. I mean, have you not seen your whole life? Democrats are not effective at getting any kind of change done, even if they want to. So I don't think it's about criticizing the party. I can't specifically recall anything that Bill Maher said, but I used to hear Bill Maher a lot, you know, getting clips for shows or just sort of like, you know, following him when he was a little more popular a couple of years ago. His show was, at least.
Does
because
he still have a show?
Yeah, I believe he's got his Sunday.
Yeah, it's called something different. I think
on HBO, or
I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a Saturday night.
He was doing it. His take on the insurrection, though, which he called them the Waffle House Brigade, which really made me laugh.
It's funny. I would call him more of like a moderate conservative than I would call him a Democrat.
That's weird. Maybe that's why I like him.
I've never watched his program. I don't think he's funny.
It's hard to watch. He's a lot.
He's a lot.
But yeah, like a quote like from him or a bit from him. Oh, he thinks he's brilliant.
He carries himself like he's the most hilarious person. I mean, I just don't find him funny. Yeah. I think he's kind of stuck up.
Guess what else is going to happen this year? The 17-year cicadas.
Oh, come on.
Swear to God.
Every year is some kind of cicada.
Yeah, this is the big one, though.
Are they the mean ones?
Yeah, the big one.
1.5.
Big one, big one?
1.5 million per acre where it's thick.
Dude.
Man, Dave Murray's going to have something to say about this.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We'll talk today about that. My understanding is it's mostly the East Coast, but yeah, 17 years.
Even I remember here, like, a year where they were just everywhere.
1997, 98.
Yeah.
That was the one where you had to use a tennis racket walking out to your car.
How do you guys feel about cicadas? I'm terrified of cicadas. I love the sound of them in the distance on a summer night, but they're so big. And
you're terrified of cicadas.
Yes, they're big and loud
and ugly.
And when they
hit
you,
gross, but
they hit you. I mean, it you feel it when they hit you. Those things weigh like half a pound.
With their little fists.
Yeah, when they suck it to you.
They say, don't make me tell you again.
I've been waiting 17 years to kick your ass.
I think it's amazing that they can leave.
Coming for you.
I think it's amazing that they can somehow exit their skin, but it stay completely intact.
I have a cousin like that.
Standing on a branch or whatever.
Dude.
Yeah, there it is.
There probably literally wasn't a day during the summers that I didn't have at least 10 of those things on my shirt.
And you weren't terrified?
Wow.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Gonna let loose some cicadas in the studio. COC thinks about it.
Went out of her way for that.
Oh, I wouldn't love it. Yeah. I would not love it, Andrew.
Went for a walk to be like, oh, and you didn't run
in
fear.
Do you know what sound it makes when you hit a cicada with a tennis racket?
The dirty word.
T-H-O-K is how you spell it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 428. Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
Did you hear the thing that happened in the bathroom?
Oh, yeah.
No. Do I want to?
Yeah.
I'm interested to know if you've ever experienced or seen anything like this before.
So there's two urinals, one on the left, one on the right. I walk in. There's a guy peeing in the one on the left. I pee in the one on the right. I finish faster than him because he's older. I go to wash my hands. I look in the mirror, and I see him move over to my urinal and finish up there.
Midstream? Yeah.
I've
Start in
that.
One urinal.
Well, that's gross. And then that's just really gross.
Shuffle step over to finish in another one.
No theory as to why someone might do that?
Yeah. Oh, I have a theory.
Yeah,
it's like a male dog goes to the bathroom.
Marking his
territory.
Another
male dog. Yeah, another male dog comes along, goes in the same spot.
Let me tell you, that old guy owns the right urinal.
He was talking to you, Dave. He was trying to have a message.
He was sending a message.
Yeah.
Letting you know who's boss.
I mean, I'm probably asking too much information here, but when he did that and he was still going, did go on the floor?
I couldn't tell. I didn't see. There was nothing.
Stopped,
there was nothing dramatic.
Right.
No splashing or anything. So,
Dave, we're currently working on the theory that he had not started going yet.
Yeah, that it's a possible. Oh, he's gone.
He just hung up as soon as I talked.
He did not
want to
hear that
pee.
Theory.
It's like, you know what? Don't be disgusting, Rachel.
I've gotten very sensitive to the Dave Murray click of doom.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's very subtle, but you can hear it.
He's back.
I'm back. That last I heard was Rachel saying the theory is that he hadn't started yet on the left, so he preferred the right side. The right side.
Well, but he was there when Dave walked in.
Yeah,
he had chosen.
Yeah,
he had already.
He had the buyer's remorse.
Maybe he'd been standing there for half an hour waiting for someone to come in, just so he could do that.
Yeah,
you know,
I'm gonna freak this guy out.
Maybe just like the right better.
Did somebody
but
have
the
maybe
choice
I
to go
sold
to the
it.
Right?
I'm a great salesman. Maybe
happened.
I sold it.
Here's what happened.
Like, man, I'm enjoying this right hand.
He bumped
urinal.
Into Kevin Colleen in the hallway, and Kevin Colleen told him, "Do something weird in the bathroom with Clever. I guarantee you, you'll make the show."
Yeah,
so
it.
He was trying it out, and he's like,
"You
want to
tell Dave what your theory was?" Oh, there's
he's
the
gone.
Click of doom again. I heard you heard it.
Jeez,
he's gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah,
he's gone.
I heard the click of doom.
We haven't even gotten to ask about the cicadas.
One more bathroom question.
We're working on this problem.
He's
Brian,
back.
Work on this problem.
Did anybody leave the bathroom immediately before you walked in?
No.
I thought maybe he had been waiting for the right and somebody just left it and you took it.
It's a good theory.
Yeah.
Do you want to tell him what Andrew's theory was?
We're spending way too much time on this.
I think Andrew should tell Dave what
Andrew,
Andrew's
tell
theory.
Dave Murray what your theory is.
I don't think I'm allowed to say it again. I felt weird about saying it the first time.
He said he just wanted to pee on my pee.
I didn't want to say that.
But do you agree, Dave?
But that was kind of the dog
yeah,
analogy.
Well, that's
why,
that you know.
Yeah. Dave agrees. Dave
I think
Murray
we all maybe thought of that, but when you say it aloud, it's upsetting.
Yeah,
it
I
is
didn't like
upsetting,
when
Rachel.
I said it aloud, I felt weird about it. I was
Dave,
like,
I read an article.
Did you open this up to our listeners?
No. We don't have any of those anymore. Dave, I read an article that the 17-year cicadas are coming back. Is that everywhere?
No. It's the big groups are 13 years, 17 years. 17 is coming back. It's basically Illinois East. Missouri doesn't come back until 2024.
Okay.
Good.
It's divided
so there is
into
a
like,
fine line somewhere.
It's divided into like divisions, right? Like there's regions throughout the country that and they're
cicada
and each,
divisions?
Yeah, like
battalions.
Each have their own like 13s
and
17s.
Like it's the Mississippi River.
No, it's not the Mississippi River. It's
idiot.
But there are divisions.
No, that's what Dave just said.
Don't you shut up,
that's
Tony.
What Dave just said. Dave said
he also
Illinois
just said
East.
He also just said Andrew's right, and I want that to go on the record.
I don't think we need
and
Dave
I got
Murray.
Some inventory for you to do, too.
I think we can lose Dave Murray, Frank Cusimano, Jim Talent, because we have our expert of experts here. It's like the cavalcade of stars.
Dave, how far into Illinois? Like
that, you know, I don't know, but I'm going to guess, like, not including the St. Louis area,
gotcha.
To the east of the St. Louis area.
Yeah. So Hartford, Andrew's house.
Mount Vernon.
It stretches to Hartford,
Mount Vernon or
where
so.
They turn into 8-inch cicadas, and then it skips
right.
to Bethalto.
And the peak time is May and June, because the soil temperature, 8 inches down, that's what brought up the 8 thing, has to be 64 degrees or higher. That's what brings them out.
Huh. That's interesting.
And don't let your dog eat too many of them. Dogs love them.
Okay.
I love the crunchiness.
I need to know this. So the cicadas that are coming out this year, have they ever seen the light of day before, or are they hatched down there and they just spend their first 17 years underground?
I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah.
Not that into
Andrew?
That, into
Andrew.
Mm-hmm. Process. Yes.
I think they hatch and then like their larval stage is for like that many years, and then they're only alive because they really are only alive to mate, right? Like they basically only come
join the club.
Yeah, they eat and have sex. Join the club.
But so I think they pretty much live most of their lives underground, and then they just come up for that where we see them, and then they disappear.
Doesn't sound like a bad life,
right?
Yeah, you know, good work if you can get
64 degrees. You're like, I'm ready to bone. Then you. You're alive for like 8 minutes, someone hits you with a tennis racket, and you're dead.
Dog eats
did
you?
You, use,
you know, Clem
you,
died the way he wanted.
Did you call cicadas locust?
Yes.
Like the same, one and the same
yes.
thing?
They're probably not, but yes.
I just always assumed
they're not the same.
That
yeah,
they were,
grasshoppers.
Because we called them locusts too,
mm-hmm.
more than we called them cicadas. And I just always thought that they were two very similar creatures. I just looked up a locust. It looks like a grasshopper.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't look anything like a cicada. It doesn't look anything like a cicada.
See, Andrew knew that, too.
Yeah, they can fly.
They can fly. And the click of doom has taken us again.
The timing on the click is always so perfect where you really can't tell if it's just Dave being all right, I'm out.
Yeah.
Click.
All right, I guess I've had enough.
The click of doom. It's very noticeable today.
Still haven't done weather yet.
Yeah,
right?
We haven't done the forecast.
We lost our weather, man.
We did urine talk.
Andrew.
Urinal, I should say.
You
want
to handle the weather?
It's cold.
And he's back.
There he is!
Here we go!
It makes a very
let's
distinct
do the weather really
sound
quick.
When,
let's
you,
do
when you get cut off,
I know,
Dave.
It does.
And we, and
yeah, it does. I know instantly.
We've called it the click of doom. You hear the click of doom, and Dave is gone. There it is!
Oh, my goodness!
God.
All right. I'm sending a trouble ticket
it's
right
a Little
now.
Rascals show. We're just putting on... Serve everyone saltines.
Yep, here we go.
Here
we're
we
testing
go.
Out. We're
quick,
gonna,
do the
we're
weather.
Gonna test out some, we're going to test out some new technology. So
right.
That's why Ryan's got to get involved in this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm waiting for him to reach out to me.
Okay. Hopefully you don't mean Ryan Wiggins.
I'm sending a ticket right now so we can get a head
oh,
start.
Oh, good. Good. I love it.
Do the weather fast.
Dude, what's weather?
Do the weather fast.
Beautiful again tomorrow afternoon. 52. Dry, cold front comes through. Thursday night, drop down to 25. Friday, kind of a mix of clouds and sunshine. It's colder Friday, 38 degrees. Saturday, partly sunny, 38. Lots of clouds around on Sunday, 45. We have a rain, wet snow mix coming Sunday night, Monday night. But that's too far away for any details. Mainly rain.
Cool. Rach, want to do some headlines?
Sure. Headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Check your Schnucks Rewards app for free items available at Schnucks now. No reason to not have the app, people. They're literally giving away free stuff. So yesterday was Donald Trump's last full day in the White House. His daughter, Tiffany, announced her engagement to Michael Bulos, her longtime boyfriend, with a photo at the White House hours before the family left.
Tiffany is Marla Maple's daughter?
Correct.
Okay. Mm.
Yes.
My mom has a real strong opinion on her. I can't remember what it is.
On Tiffany or Marla Maple's?
On Marla Maple's. She loves her or hates her? I forget which one it is.
Well, I love Tiffany. Tiffany is the out-of-the-spotlight Trump, and I just like her. I root for Tiff, I gotta say. So good for her. I'm glad that she got engaged.
I'm guessing... Oh, click of doom.
Yeah,
click of doom.
He does not like Tiffany.
that them leaving the White House motivated that to happen, because I think that they wanted those pictures.
Yeah, I think so,
like, too. Like, the engagement pictures to be... Because the pictures that they sent out, you know, are very White House-y.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they knew that this was their last chance. They're never going to be there again.
Yeah. Tiffany
so
wrote,
take these pictures while we can.
Absolutely. Tiffany wrote on Instagram, "It has been an honor to celebrate many milestones, historic occasions, and create memories with my family here at the White House. None more special than my engagement to my amazing fiancé." Moving on here, Alec Baldwin. What's he going to do now that he doesn't get to play Trump on SNL anymore? Has left Twitter after an uproar over his wife, Hilaria, or Hillary, after her fake Spanish heritage. I guess he's been bullied too much. He says Twitter is like a party where everyone is screaming, "Not much of a party. Goodbye for now."
That's a big deal.
It's all our fault, right, Alec?
I really, really like Alec Baldwin. I think he's hilarious. But my God, the hypocrisy.
No, it's just kidding.
You think he's hilarious?
Imagine if there was an actor who was known for their insulting impression of Alec Baldwin.
Right.
Yeah.
He would hate that person.
You're right.
He would treat that like
he'd go crazy.
He'd go crazy. He shouldn't be able to do that. That's ridiculous that he's portraying me that way. The hypocrisy is the, like you said.
We were talking about this the other day. What's your best guess? When all this comes out, does Alec Baldwin be like, "Baby, you gotta be kidding me. You're not even from Spain." Or is he like, does he believe it? Or does he just defend his wife because that's what you do?
My theory is he didn't figure it out until a couple of years into, maybe two kids in. He was like, "Oh my goodness, are you kidding me?"
Right.
And then at that point, you've started a whole second life with this woman. They're like 30 years apart.
So you think that she did the fake accent at
to
home?
Him?
Yes.
See, that's what I'm...
I do.
Very much.
If she was...
And then she was like, "I just have to roll with this." I'm sure there were conversations like, "Let's try to taper off of the Spain thing," like once he figured it out. But I think he basically was in the situation. There was no easy way out. And now he's like, brother.
He's like, "Babe, we've been through this. You know what cucumbers are called. They're called cucumbers. You don't have
how do you say cucumber?"
Well, what's your theory, Sue? Do you have one?
Well, I thought maybe he would have to know, right? She was born in what, Boston?
Yeah. Boston.
I mean, how did he not meet the family and nobody discussed that?
I think he
knew. What if the family's like that too, though?
That's
what if
I think
point.
He knew all along.
I think he knew.
The whole family did that.
My whole thing is, like, if he wanted to be with a Spanish woman, he's Alec Baldwin. Like, he's famous. He could have found himself, like, a genuine.
There's a whole country of them.
Yeah. I think he met this girl and thought she was so exotic and beautiful. And it was like, "Oh, my gosh, and she's from Spain?" And then later you find out, "Oh, so you vacationed in Spain." Okay.
Well, except, right, let's assume that his family or that her family came to the wedding and they all speak English. But perhaps you would have said, "Gosh, where did you learn that?" "Oh, well, she was born." And wouldn't you have to know the country of origin at some point of your spouse?
And
maybe
she
not.
Would have had to, in that case, like, even faked the accent to her own children.
I think she convinced herself that she is Spanish. All their kids have Spanish names.
Yeah, her kids,
I think
they're
lied
bilingual, I think.
So much that she started to believe that you
like
see
she
this,
did it so much that it just became
transcends yeah, well,
the
remember
mask.
When Madonna was fake British for a couple
yes.
of months there?
Yes.
I think
yes.
she probably believed, like, this is me. This is who I am now. I don't think she only did it in public. I think she did it at home, and then it bled into the public. That's what I, that's just my theory.
That's a good theory. I mean, that she would have adopted it eventually, but I still think he had to know that woman was from friggin' Boston.
How many dates in with Alec Baldwin do you reveal that you are fake Spanish and actually just a white girl from
You don't. You wait until there's been like two babies and then you let him see the family tree.
You lock him in.
I was fake Cherokee for a summer and really pretended to have trouble following conversations, but I was like six, so.
Yeah.
Ramjet is a classic Cherokee name.
Did you ever come across a cucumber in, or at a loss for the word?
Come across the cucumber. Thank you, Sue.
Wow. Okay.
Thank you, Dave Murray.
Yeah. Welcome back. BGS. Our buddy Amy Markscores joins us from KMWX. Hi, Amy.
Hey, Dave.
Okay, you probably thought on the day of the inauguration, that's what we're going to talk about. But first, we have to ask you this because we just came up in the studio. I just figured out for the first time in 56 years that maybe breakfast is named because that's when you break your fast.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever heard that before?
Yes.
Am I right?
It is. I think it's like a religious thing. Like, I think it was Catholic. It was when they would break their fast overnight.
Hey.
Wow, Dave arrived at that independently.
It only took me 56 years of saying breakfast every single day. And Tony, your theory was you got to get out, you got to move, you got to break fast.
Yeah, I never thought about it before, but if I had to think about why it was those two words, it was like it's the morning, you're in a hurry, like you're breaking fast.
Tony, were you also, so when Dave brought this up to us on the break, were you also wondering for a solid 10 seconds whether or not we should crush him or whether it was actually a smart idea? Because it was like we were both feeling each other out, like, are we going to make fun of him or was that really smart?
I actually,
and now we know it was really smart because Amy Mark scores agrees.
It's I was taught it in Catholic school. It is a Catholic thing. I was taught it in Catholic school. It's
first
about,
meal
like,
of the day is more commonly known as breakfast. If you divide this compound word in two parts, you'll see it's made up of break and fast. To fast means to go without food, so breakfast means to break the fast you've been observing since you went to sleep the night before.
Or if you were fasting before, like,
anyone else ever looked into second sleep?
Yes.
Did
like
a nap?
In the 1700s and 1800s, really up until the Industrial Revolution, you would go to bed and then you'd wake up at about midnight and you would eat a meal or do some work and you'd go back to bed at like 2 and then sleep until the morning.
What time was that first bedtime-ish?
9 or 10.
Okay.
Kind of like it.
Sounds bad for heartburn.
I never heard of second sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's you should thing. Look it up. You'll dig it. It's weird.
Have you done anything like that, Sue? Live in the morning life?
Maybe accidentally, but they say that you naturally wake up in the middle of the night and that you should not ignore it. You can just get up and do something for an hour or two and then go back to bed.
Supposedly,
maybe I'll try that tonight.
That's why we wake up in the middle of the night, because for centuries, that's what we did. You just had two sleeps.
Genetic encoding, essentially.
Yeah. So, Amy, your thoughts on this momentous historic day?
Yeah, well, I'm just very proud that now you know what breakfast means. Okay, are you assuming you're talking about the inauguration? You know, I'm something of a romantic, and so I do always feel a great sense of pride and patriotism watching the pomp and circumstance of the inauguration. I mean, it is just incredible, and the world is watching. And while 2 weeks ago we weren't sure how peaceful the transfer of power would be, it was. It was a peaceful transfer of power, and the United States government just changes hands, and just like that, I still find it amazing, and I love this country. And so regardless of the politics, yes, I still enjoy watching the whole thing.
What did you think of President Biden's speech in particular?
You know, I thought it was fine. It wasn't groundbreaking, but it was fine. And I'm glad. Like, I want fine. I want boring because Trump was and is exhausting. I do think, you know, you breathe that sigh of relief because, you know, Trump sucked all the oxygen out of the room. And it was even hard to talk about policy because overarching was something crazy that he just tweeted. I do think there is a realization of what a Biden administration will look like, especially with a united Congress. I think that was a little bit of a bitter moment, I think, for Republicans and conservatives, knowing that it should have been a Republican Senate, and Trump single-handedly lost that, so the Biden administration will look different. And that falls on Trump's shoulders, losing Georgia, telling people not to vote. But I think that's something that I'm sure many people are thinking of. But I didn't feel this sense of loss overall for the conservative movement, because that didn't happen today. It was not a loss for the GOP or the conservatism. The GOP, as we know it, the party of any idea of conservatism, that loss happened 4 years ago when Trump was nominated to the GOP. So I didn't feel that sense of loss as a conservative. And I wonder if, as Biden moves forward with some very progressive policies, if that doesn't in some way force the Republican Party to gather itself. I just don't know what it will look like, because it's not the party of George F. Will and William Buckley. I've been reading George Will's The Conservative Sensibility, just a seminal book, to kind of get back to what is true conservatism, because that's not what Trump was, and that's not what the GOP stood for the last 4 years.
To what degree do you think the president, the former President Trump, will play a part in these first 100 days or so? Would you expect him to stay quiet, or do you think he's just going to hit the ground running?
You know, I expect him to stay quiet, but man, I don't know how much weight you put to that opinion. You know, there will be, it looks like, an impeachment hearing at the same time that President Biden has announced his aggressive plan for the first 10 days and the first 100 days. I can't imagine Trump speaking out. I think he wants to lay low. We've seen Mitch McConnell now lay what happened 2 weeks ago on the shoulders of Trump and say he was responsible for that. So as the GOP distances himself from Trump, I know some have said, well, he will become increasingly irrelevant. There's rumors that he'll try to start a third party. I'm not sure. Hmm. I feel like he won't be loud in the first 100 days.
Interesting. Amy Mark Scores with Charlie Brennan, mornings on KMOX. Thank you, Aim.
Thanks, Dave.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.